Why does this always happen to me? Why does this always happen to me? Have you ever had a streak of bad luck? One thing after another going wrong, and this thing going south, that thing broken. You try to get back on track, and then you find something else gets in the way. We all have these streaks of bad luck, shall we call it. And then there are those who constantly live in that space. People who you know can reliably provide a report of what's not working, what's wrong, what is going south for them. And it seems like these folks have lives that are filled with a succession of disasters, one after the other. Funny thing about this, or these situations of bad things happening, we often take these encounters personally. We look at them as if these are personalized acts designed intentionally to do us in. We take it so personally that we cause these events to shut us down. There's a story of a young woman, beautiful, beautiful young woman, who had a lovely family. And when her sons were teenagers, she was discovered to have a lump in her breast. Yes, it was breast cancer. And without hesitation, she submitted to the surgery. She did what the doctors ordered, followed their advice, and she had her breast removed. And she was so happy because the cancer was found in time where they could remove the breasts, and she was able to continue. So she had one breast removed, and she went with the treatment, the rehab, the follow-up, and all the treatments that followed, and had a great recovery. Well, a year or so later, it was discovered that she now had cancer in her remaining breast and had to go through the entire episode all over again. And she had this small bout, this battle of why me. And she went through that process for a little bit, but she snapped out of it. And then again, after the breast was removed and the treatments and the follow-up and the rehab, she turned out to be such a great patient and had such a great recovery that she actually reported that at that time she felt better than before because she knew that she couldn't get breast cancer again. That was her ongoing joke. She came out of it with a great disposition. And out of that great disposition, she decided to counsel and to mentor other women who were found to have the disease. Now, there's no record of how many women she helped along the way, but it's countless. And she has no idea as to the depth and the breadth of the difference that she made for others. But if you were to ask her today whether or not she was a victim or why this happened to her or what was that all about, she would, without hesitation, she would say that she had her condition in order to be put in a position to counsel others. She had her condition in order to be put in a position to counsel others. What a marvelous, marvelous viewpoint to take on. And the point of sharing her story is not about being a victim, because absolutely she chose not to be a victim, but how she shifted her view from being a victim to actually becoming an effective agent of healing. An agent of soothing for others. A woman who could help other women because she knew. She chose not to wallow in her circumstances or the elements of her condition, but she used her condition to sanction and to authorize and give authority to her ability to coach others. And she was a marvelous coach. How many of us can take that lesson from her experience? We're still learning from it. The Daily Word is a publication of Unity School of Christianity. And the message for today carries a powerful message about prayer. It reads like this: the order of spirit is always unfolding if I have eyes to see. I may mistakenly focus on appearances. Perhaps prayer is not a magic wand, but rather a way for me to change how I see things. Perhaps prayer is not a magic wand, but a way for me to change how I see things. That which seems to always happen to me may only be a case of mistakenly viewing conditions on a personal level. Our egocentric selves just doesn't allow for us to see how a greater good is being served, to see how we are playing a more important role in the proceedings. Perhaps if we were to consider that our role is, in a sense, a necessary part of the unfolding for others. Why me? Because we are me, I am called to deliver that which is to be delivered on the other side of the experience. Rather than ask, why did God take these precious ones from me? There's a different question to be asked. Perhaps the perspective is from over there with the other person. From their perspective, they might be saying, thank you, God, for placing this divine angel in my life. From their perspective, they're not having an experience of having their lives messed up, but rather seeing that journey as being enhanced because of your presence, because of my presence. Our egocentric selves just doesn't allow for us to see that. While we're already perhaps suffering a loss, we're losing sight of the opportunity to serve as a divine angel, ministering to folks who need our presence. The conditions and the situations of life are unavoidable. As we know, life happens. Stuff happens. We know that we'll have illnesses. We know we'll have challenges, ups and downs. And ultimately, we know that we will all make our transition and pass away. But knowing all of that information is not adequate with respect to how we manage our spiritual disposition. Managing our spiritual disposition requires us to abandon the concept of being a victim. Managing our spiritual disposition requires us to abandon the concept of being a victim. Things will always be happening to us, around us, and consistently returning to us. However, we have to manage the fact that we're not a victim, but we are being called upon to demonstrate what it looks like to be a victor over these conditions, to be there to minister to others, to counsel in the face of challenges that others may not be able to do alone, and that's why we're there. Just like the woman cited above, we are there for that reason. It may not be the reason that we would like. It may not be the conditions and outcomes that we would like. But it is for the reasons that God created us to perform. One of the things we forget, and we forget this one, we are not here for ourselves. We're here for each other. We're not here for ourselves. And we don't pay attention to how selfish we can be when we take on being a victim in certain situations. That's actually very selfish. Think of those times when you were about to head down the wrong path or you were subject to some sort of challenge. And it could have been a stranger, it could have been a passerby, could have been someone you didn't know, just said the right thing at the right time, and it made all the difference in the world for you. That's that experience of transitioning and managing spirit such that spirit is introduced in those situations at that time when we can shift from being a victim to being a victor, because we know stuff is going to happen. So, when we change how we see things, we are able to see the presence and even sometimes see the purpose of spirit. We need not take it personally because it's really not that big a deal. We are not that important. We are there because it happens to us because it's a way of sending us on a mission. It's a way of calling our spiritual selves forward. It's a way of being able to step into our calling and to help fulfill on the mission of spirit. And that's why it happens to us. God bless.